Let's start simple, I said. Where's the key to the manacles?
Van,
he replied, his tone calm. My stuff?
Van.
Keys, I held out my hand. Madrigal drew a rental car key ring from his pocket and tossed it to me underhand. Thomas, I said, holding them up. You sure? He asked. Mouse can watch him. I want this fucking thing off my arm. Thomas took the keys and paced over to the van. He paused to idly check his hair in the reflection in the windshield before opening the van. Vanity, thy name is Vampire. Now for the real question, I told Madrigal. How are you involved with the attacks? I'm not involved, he said quietly. Not in the planning and not in the execution. I've been scheduled here for more than a year.
Doesn't scream alibi to me, I said.
I'm not, he insisted. Of course, I thought them entertaining, and yes, the... His eyelids half lowered and his voice went suddenly husky. The storm of it, the horror, empty night, so sweet, all those souls in fear.
Get off the creepy psychic vampire train, I said. Answer the question.
He gave me an ugly smile and gestured at his healing legs. You see, I've fed, and fed well. Tonight, particularly. But you have my word, wizard, that whatever these creatures are, they are none of my doing. I was merely a spectator.
If that's true, I said, then why the hell did you grab me and bring me here?
For gain, he said, and for enjoyment. I don't let any buck talk to me as you did. Since I'd planned on replying to your arrogance anyway, I thought I might as well turn a profit on it at the same time.
God bless America, I said.
Thomas returned with my magical gear, staff, backpack, a paper sack with my various foci in it, and an old-fashioned key with big teeth. I popped it into the slot on the manacles, fumbling with the stiff, uncooperative fingers on my left hand, and got the thing off my arm. My skin tingled for a moment, and I reached experimentally for my magic. No whiteout of pain. I was a wizard again. I put on my amulet, bracelet, and ring. I felt the backpack to make sure Bob's skull was still in there. It was, and I breathed a mental sigh of relief. Bob's arcane knowledge was exceeded only by his inability to distinguish between moral right and wrong. His knowledge, in the wrong hands, could be dangerous as hell.
No, I said quietly. It isn't a coincidence that you're there, Madrigal.
I just told you I believe you, I said. But I don't think it was a coincidence either. I think you were there for a reason, maybe one you didn't know.
Madrigal frowned at that and looked, for a moment, a little bit worried. I pursed my lips and thought aloud.
You're high profile. You're known to feed on fear. You're at war with the White Council.
Two and two make four. Four and four make eight.
I glanced up at Thomas and said, whoever it is behind the phage attacks, they wanted me to think that Darby here was it.
Thomas's eyebrows went up in sudden understanding.
Madrigal's supposed to take the fall.
Madrigal's face turned even whiter.
What do you...
He didn't get to finish the question. Glau screamed. He screamed in pure, shrieking terror, his voice pitched as high as a woman's. Everyone turned in surprise, and we were in time to see something haul the wounded Glau out of sight on the other side of the van. Red sprayed into the air. A piece of him, probably an arm or a leg, flew out from behind the van and tumbled for several paces before falling heavily to earth. Glau's voice abruptly went silent.